shuffling your feet. You're covered in soot and filth and grime in your factory. You walk into the darkness. You walk back out of the steam. Every day is more rigid. You come out a little more mean. Why don't you take a look?
Heart of Steel here on Neo Rocks. Currently, Jessica is in the process of writing her rider and making demands on the lighting in the studio.
Yeah, five seconds before you come on the air, can you dim the lights, please? I'm Jessica. This is what I need.
I like to have a nice little, you know, ambiance to the room.
How's this work for you?
It's quite swell in here.
I can bring it down a little more.
That's even better.
Great.
Some incense, candles, maybe.
Yeah, we should have some incense in here.
I'm pretty sure the fire marshal would argue with that one. But
well, I don't want to jump the gun here. Jesse, are you comfortable? Would you like some Doritos or something?
You know, actually, Doritos are exactly what I was looking for.
Really?
Yeah, the Cool Ranch kind, though, not the nacho cheese.
Yeah, those are way better. So, as the listening audience may already know, we do have Jesse and Jessica from Top Hat Black in studio. How you guys doing?
Great, great.
Why?
Doing pretty good.
Why are you here?
We don't know.
How'd you get here?
I don't know either.
Some guy on the street said that we should go down, that there was a radio show.
We just happened to be in the neighborhood and popped in.
Random guy in the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not that random because we have been talking about all day on the interwebs there. So you have a show on Saturday.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we got a show on Saturday. We are releasing our first EP, our first anything, basically. So that is our kind of big show that we're trying to push. And we just got the EP back last week, I think. Mm-hmm. So we're spreading the good word about Top Hat Black.
Very excited about it.
And actually, Jessica, you didn't even see the CD.
Until today.
I saw it before you
in
did.
In hand.
I literally saw it before you
did. Well, explain why. It's not like I was just bogarting them like in my house.
Well, I was away traveling, but I had them sent to my house when I was gone.
Okay.
So,
makes sense, you know.
Well, I forgot to change the address. That doesn't matter. We have the CDs now. And
she just got back last night, so this is the first for her. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't think we actually said where the party's going to be on Saturday.
Oh, we didn't, did we?
May Hall's 20 Lanes.
And you've got some good acts opening for you.
Yes. Yes. Megan Zerke and Nate Jones Band are both opening up for us.
Nate's getting a lot of frequent flyer miles between here and California.
He's a rambling man.
Yeah.
But we thought it would be perfect to ask them to open for us because they both asked us to open for their shows when they released their CDs. So we thought it was in good karma and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be a good bill, too. So. They fit real well with us, and I think it's just going to be a pretty fun night all around.
Now, why'd you guys choose May Halls for the CD release? Why that specifically?
Well,
you must
we
like
played
bowling.
There a couple of times.
Yeah, I think that was one of our first shows.
Yeah.
To play there, and we just love the feel of the whole venue.
Mm-hmm. Just a good space. They're really, really good people to work with. They also let us into their space for our band pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, not the ones actually on the album. If you notice, the album is in a field. So no, that is not May Hall's 20 Lanes. But we have some other band pictures that are actually in May Halls, and it was a great spot for that. And it's just a cool stage. I always like getting up there and playing some music.
Yeah.
Plus you get bowling.
And
yeah.
We got bowling.
You can't beat that.
Indeed.
I suck at bowling.
What's your score? What's your average?
I don't know. Two.
Two. Is that even possible? You need those bumpers. Those
you need the bumpers.
Touche.
Before this spirals into some kind of argument about bowling, why don't we hear a track off the CD?
Right on.
What do you want to play?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Oh, just move on down to number two, Fly, I guess.
Okay, here we go. Top Hat Black, Fly, off their new EP being released this Saturday right now on Neo Rocks.
Popping out a few kids.
fast. Come with me if you will.
Top Hat Black joining us in studio. That was a cutoff of their new EP. Of course, they're celebrating with a party this Saturday at Mayhall's 20 Lanes with Nate Jones and Megan Zirke. Your name was almost not Top Hat Black, and I was told in the green room a little story behind that. But what? How did that whole thing transpire?
Well, we were in my apartment where we would practice sometimes, and we were trying to come up with a band name. And we were all throwing in ridiculous pieces of paper into this top hat that I had sitting on this creepy glass head, which is on the cover of our CD.
That is creepy.
It is creepy.
But it's the top hat was this antique that was in my family for a long time, and I always had it sitting up. And so as we were trying to figure out our name, we were writing down pieces of paper, throwing it in the hat. And Jesse insisted that our name be called Squirrel Riot. And we were kind of arguing about it because I really did not like the name. And
that,
I didn't want to be associated with squirrels.
All right, now I need to interject a little bit here.
I say, yeah, that in itself. Squirrel Riot?
She's making it sound like this is a really easy process. This was like months practically of trying to figure out what the heck we're going to call ourselves. And I've named a few bands in my day, and I hate it more than just about anything. And we came up with all kinds of ridiculous names. So I threw out Squirrel Riot, completely not being serious. But at the same time, thinking it was pretty awesome.
You were totally serious.
No.
And we kept coming back to that name. No matter how many names we would throw out, we'd be like, what about Squirrel Riot, guys? Well, I don't know. I think it'll work.
Because it's a good name. You can already see the album art. You know, these squirrels just beating the crap out of each other.
Were you going to grow your hair out and relive the hair metal days?
I actually already had it grown out at that point. Cut it right before I got here.
But you liked it enough to call the studio Squirrel Riot Studios.
Yes, so that's
so it did stick.
Was the wager then when he and I created our own LLC, and at first we were like, maybe should we make a Squirrel Riot LLC to go with it, and then no, we figured out
we were smart enough to not do that.
Yeah, so
Squirrel Riot kept finding its way back into our vocabulary throughout the years. And so then I figured, why not name my basement / our studio Squirrel Riot Studios instead of just Jesse's basement?
What I'm confused about, a lot of people will use, like, I don't know, like animals that are like, you know, ferocious and this and that. You guys use squirrels, which is cool.
But they can be vicious.
Where does the appreciation for the little creature come from?
My question to you is, have you ever seen Squirrels Riot? Because I think if you had, you would have answered your own question.
Oh,
this almost sounds like a concert series now.
It does.
We could turn an entire concert series from this name.
Squirrel Riot concert series. Or
album, an album name. your first album name, Squirrel Riot?
No.
Okay, so I will admit this to you guys, since we got that out of you. This is Jason talking. I'm not affiliated with Top Hat Black or any squirrels of any kind. But I will tell you that I did have a band years ago. We did the exact same thing where we drew random names out of a hat. And our name was going to be the Squirrely Boys. Which would have been way worse than Squirrel Riot. So either way, you have one up on us. But you are called Top Hat Black, and you are playing this Saturday at Mahal's or Mayhall's. Do you want to do a live song for us?
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to play?
This is called Hollywood Row.
As Jason is now getting himself tangled in all of the cables over there.
This is not actually on our EP, but we figured we'd do one that isn't on the this EP that'll be coming out later.
later on so that you guys get a sense of some more of the songs that we have.
Well, take it away. Top Hat Black live on NeoRocks.
My feet on the boulevard. Life looks easy, but making it show is hard. I look to my left, I see the theater with all the people imitating, trying to be the next Marilyn or James Dean.
Top Hat Black live on NeoRocks with us in studio. They are releasing their new disc, their EP, this Saturday at my halls with Megan Zirke and the Nate Jones Band.
Yes. Now, you were, you guys sounded great, by the way. I'm still like so confident. That was terrific.
Thank you.
You're one of my favorite singers in town, Jessica Shetler. But you didn't sing for a while there. You spent, from what I understand, about a 10-year hiatus away from singing.
Well, yeah. So the first time that I went to sing in front of people,
I must have been like 6 or 7, I think. And it was a Christmas special. And I was supposed to sing Silent Night. And I was so excited. My mom got me like this new outfit from The Limited 2, which is this store that was in the 90s that girls were obsessed with. And I went to the show. I got on stage and the music started playing and I totally choked and I didn't know what to do. So I just stood there with my head down and the lady that was putting on the program was like waving me down. She came up on stage and was like, "We're going to let Jessica try to start over again." And I'm, you know, very dramatic and I freak out a lot. And I was like, "No, please don't let me do this. I'm done. Like, I don't want to do this again." So they started the music. I try to sing again and I totally just screw up a second time. So I run off stage and, my mom knew that I was freaking out, so she met me behind the curtains, and I'm screaming and crying. I don't want to do this again. I hate singing. I'm freaking out, not knowing that or realizing I still had the microphone in my hand. So every person in the entire audience heard my little flip-out session, and my brothers are just laughing hysterically at me in the front row, like, "Yeah, you're a loser." So I couldn't sing in front of people, and it terrified me, and I'd break out in hives, and so I just was like, "I'm not doing this ever again," until I think I was in, like, 8th grade or something, so it wasn't exactly 10 years, it's an exaggeration, but the only way that I could get back up on stage was that they had to dim the lights.
Which makes sense why we're sitting in a dim studio right now.
I'm not sure if you noticed, but while the song was going on, apparently even the university paid attention and turned the lights on.
I like it in the dark, so.
My question is, what happens now whenever you hear Silent Night?
I hate that song.
Twitching?
No, every Christmas, my brothers will even be like, "Hey, Jessica, why don't you sing Silent Night for us?" It's just a horrible, horrible memory.
I think the moral of the story, going along with other conversations we've had off air, is no more Christmas shows for you.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I choke on Christmas shows.
All this stuff that we're learning about you, this is great.
But once again, we're talking with Top Hat Black, releasing their new EP this Saturday at May Halls. Megan Zirke, Nate Jones Band on the bill, along with you guys. Anything special planned? You got,
music.
Lots and lots of music and bowling.
According to your Facebook invite, there's going to be streaking after the show.
Oh, of course. Yes. After every show.
Down through the
Bring
quad.
Your green hat.
To the gymnasium. We may be busting out a couple new songs for the show. Mm-hmm. Never before performed and almost never before practiced songs. We'll see.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, Jesse is also a fantastic break dancer.
Yes. Definitely.
Are you going to break dance with a guitar in your hand?
Of course. Is there any other way to do it?
No, we just want people to come out and have fun. We're excited. We have two great bands opening up for us and two very inspiring bands that are just kill it every time they play. So we just want everyone to come out and have some drinks and play with some bowling balls and
In the concert hall.
And
take that outside.
Just have fun. So that's what we want to do.
Well, where can people go to find out more information about the show or about you guys and all that?
Yeah, they can find us on all those usual sites: Facebook, Reverb Nation. You can find us like facebook.com/Top Hat Black Band. And that's also, we've got a Facebook event going on that gives you some more information and on Bandcamp and Reverb Nation and, various other sites and whatnot. So that's probably your best bet. Twitter. Yeah.
Really running the gamut there.
Yeah, we try. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you guys.
One last track.
Sure.
Which one do you guys want to play? We got two more to choose from, so.
You pick.
I haven't heard the disc yet.
Help me out here. Randomly and pick one.
Let's do Goldilocks.
Okay,
there you go.
We'll play Goldilocks right now. Thank you guys very much for stopping
Thank
in.
You
Thanks
so
for having
much.
Us.
And once again, Top Hat Black this Saturday at May Halls and with Megan Zirke and the Nate Jones Band. We've got Goldilocks off of their brand new EP being released on Saturday. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Goldilocks!
To go on.